Put two does in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
I'm sorry Bill isn't home, Mater. Can I give him a message?
No, it really isn't very important.
Oh, he should have phoned. I know that Papa and Trudy will be sorry they missed you.
Sid, I'm not a visitor, you know.
But what do you mean?
You know very well what I mean.
You seem to forget that I'm part of this family.
Hardly, Mater.
And I don't feel it necessary to phone before I come to my father's home. You do have a way of twisting things, don't you, Mater?
No, I don't think so. If anyone does that sort of thing, you do, Britt. I resent your talking to me as though I were a stranger.
But you're making a mountain out of a molehill. If anyone should feel resentful, I should.
Oh, really?
Yes. Stressing your father's home. For the present, at least, this is also my home and Bill's, and we're paying our way. I want you to know that. And another thing, Meta. In the future, I wish you wouldn't interfere with either Bill or me. We certainly don't mix in your affairs.
Don't you, Bert?
You know we don't.
Well, don't forget, Bertha, that you've done a bit of trading on my being Bill's sister to get Bill a job with the agency. You not only talked to me, you talked to my husband about it. And had I been able to foresee the future, Bill wouldn't be working for Ted today.
Of that, I'm sure. You don't want anyone but yourself to have anything,
oh,
do
Bert,
you, Mater?
Please, don't be so stupid.
Discouraging Bill from accepting a loan from Ted so that we can live like human beings, have a home of our own, a little privacy. Well, I can tell you this much. If you came here tonight hoping to persuade Bill to return the $25,000 Ted let him have, you've wasted your time. We've bought the house.
Bertha really hit the nail on the head. That was one of your reasons for coming to Selby Flats this evening, wasn't it, Mater? But the die has been cast. There's nothing you can do about Bill. Not anymore. But there is another reason for your being in this section of the city tonight. A very important reason. Important enough for you to have phoned the Brandons to see if they would be at home. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Duds.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Duds. Duds does everything in your wash and does right by your hand.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Duds. It's true. Duds gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Duds next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
Duds can promise this because of the way Duds is made. Only Duds, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two proven detergents. Only Dove contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Dove does everything and does right by your hands. Get Dove today. You'll say it too.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove.
It just doesn't seem... Well, maybe it isn't believable.
It is to me, Ray. Oh, Ted's very insidious. The way he turned the table, so to speak. For months, as I told both of you, I've made every effort to point out to Ted that he was creating more and more spheres and conflicts in Chucky. And yet, in a matter of days, Ted very deftly attempted to plant a seed in my mind that I was a neurotic, mentally ill. That any fears or conflicts Chucky had were my fault. That I had made the child apprehensive, fearful. That I had transferred all my doubts and misgivings to the boy.
Do you honestly believe, Mater, that he wants to take the boy away from you?
What else can I believe? What would you believe if you were in my place and you were told that you weren't in any condition to look after your own child? What would you think was in the back of the man's mind?
Well, I've never had any illusions about Ted, you know that. But I can't imagine his deliberately trying to convince you, you of all people, Mason, that you were mentally ill.
Ray, I know that Maida can't be imagining what she told us. Because when you and I were separated, and I was working in radio, only as I look back now do I fully understand Ted's great power of suggestion. As Maida said, Ted is very deft. Without you really realizing it, you become the thing he's planned for you to be. You know, Ray, that if we hadn't gotten together, Ted would have made me a great big radio personality. But somewhere along the way, I would have cracked up. Because you can't keep on being something beyond what you really are. I can understand what he's doing to Maida. And as for Chucky, by Ray, he must be like soft clay, almost putty in Ted's hand. Darling, why should Maida stand by and see this awful, awful thing happening to her son?
Well,
what happens to me doesn't matter. It's what happens to Chucky. He's my whole world. If he weren't, I'd leave Ted tomorrow. I'd make a new life for myself. But it's too late for that. A little boy is filling my whole heart. And there isn't any room for anyone or anything else.
Can we prove anything tangible against the man? You say you haven't been able to contact the child psychologist who talked with you, Ted and Johnny.
No. No, as I told you, Ted warned the doctor as well as me that he didn't want any interference. His son is a well-adjusted child without any problems.
When do you expect this doctor back in town?
Sometime this week.
Well, why don't you contact him again? You have a right to know, at least I think you have, exactly what Dr. What's his name?
Hewitt.
Yes, what Dr. Hewitt thinks of the boy. And if he really has any problems as you feel he has. But even that, Maida, one man's opinion, that wouldn't stand up in court. And I doubt very much if Dr. Hewitt would care to testify after only having seen Chucky that one time.
Oh, but Ray, there must be something you can do.
Number one, I'd like to know, for my own information, just how much the boy is like his father.
Well, in many respects, Chucky favors Ted. But there's another side to him he doesn't dare express. I don't know if I can make it clear to you. I really haven't been able to clarify it for myself. I have this definite feeling that Ted is taking risks with Chucky, placing him in situations that are dangerous to the boy. I don't only mean from a psychological standpoint, but from a physical standpoint. You never saw such a frightened child as Chucky when he slipped on the soap in the bathtub and hit his head. And it wasn't the hitting of his head that really concerned him, but it was the water up his nose and his mouth. It was fear. And if, for some reason, the child should lose what little confidence he has in the pool, I think something would happen to him out of sheer fright. What these boxing lessons are doing to him, I don't know. He refuses to talk about them.
The thing I don't understand is that if all these things that Ted imposes on Chucky are as distasteful to him as you've indicated, why doesn't he turn to you?
I've asked myself that question a thousand times. Maida, do you remember when you asked me, since like an eternity ago, if I was fond of Ted? Do you remember what I told you? That I was attracted to him, and yet that I feared him. But I wanted to be with him. And yet when I was with him, I felt that if I didn't watch out, I would become tangled in something that would be horrible. Well, maybe, Ray, he has the same effect on the child. And the child wouldn't know that. No, no, Charlotte, there's more to it than that. I've never expressed this to anyone. I've hardly dared let myself think about it. But I don't think that Chucky has ever really accepted me as his mother.
Oh, Maida,
Chucky hasn't said anything. How could he? He isn't old enough. But for some reason, it's something I sense. If I'm going to be logical about it, I've got to ask myself the same question you've asked. If Chucky resents the things that Ted impose on him, why doesn't he turn to someone who is in full sympathy with him? He's afraid of the dark. His father won't permit him to have a light on in his bedroom. And do you know what happens when I leave the light on? Chucky turns it out. And he's told me only recently that his daddy doesn't want him to have the light on. I'm not being accepted, you see, not really. However, I do think this. That if there were a way that I could have the sole custody of Chucky, and he could be with me, not with me and my family, not with me and any other person, but just with me, in time, he'd have faith in me. He'd find security in me. He'd come to love me.
Maida, why don't you let me give the whole situation some real thought? And I'd like to talk it over with Mr. Fleming. Believe me, if there's anything I can do for either you or Chucky, it will be done.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using some of those no-rinse chemicals? Then just accept this challenge and see why women everywhere are going back to Dove.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way it's made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white washes without red hands, get Dove today. The unrecognized influence of Ted White on the Bauer family in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.